Hey, let's talk about Maria Hernandez. Maria Hernandez, MariaHernandez, 10/12/81. This is from 12/7. She has complained headache, earache, difficulty hearing, hot flashes, abdominal pain, nausea, leg pain, left shoulder pain, leg swelling off and on, tiredness. Our patient is a 41-year-old woman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, period. COVID immunization is up to date, medication only, birth control pills, medical problems, hypertension, but she's not taking any medications at this time. Surgery, C-section, last period a year ago, family history of breast cancer, no diabetes, no high blood pressure, mammogram none, COVID colonoscopy none. On exam, patient weighs 100, review of system as above, 170 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 79, 137 over 69. Heart pulses, home pulses are still, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, expert tender, neck shows anterior channel infarct, neurological focal skin shows no rash, TMs are red, pushing pharynx is red and inflamed. Assessment, number one, headache. Next number is hot flashes. Next number is abnormal periods. Next number, abdominal pain. Next number is leg bruising. Next number is history of leg edema. Next number is vertigo. Next number is palpitation. Next number is headache. Next number is sinusitis. Next number is chest blood work. Next number is treat the infection with Rocephin a gram now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number, send patient home with Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. Next number, flu A is negative. Next number, flu B is negative. Next number, strep is negative. Next number, CBC, CMP, TSH, and FSH and LH ordered. Next number, B12 ordered. Next number, because of abdominal pain, we looked at her abdominal ultrasound, which was within normal limits. The next number, she had a normal aorta. Next number, her bladder was within normal limits. Next number, because of her dizziness, we looked at her carotid, which was within normal limits. Because of her history of palpitation, we did an echocardiogram, which was negative. Next number, lower extremity pain related to mild PVD, otherwise negative. Next number, because of bruising of the lower extremity, we did a Doppler study. No sign of the DVT was noted. Next one was carotid ultrasound was done in face of vertigo, which was within normal limits. Next one was upper extremity, showed no evidence of PVD and or DVT. Next one was we also looked at her uterus because of abnormal periods, and that was within normal limits as well. No sign of cysts or abnormality was noted. Next one was neck shows, profound lymphadenopathy consistent with sinusitis. Thank you.